goodness. It is take 282.
282.
And we are here with a nice little Luca Guadagnino sports take today. It is exciting. I am back. Boy, was it a blast for me to just sit and listen to TC Cook last week. It was fun. Well, I'm kind of actually curious to get more of your thoughts as we go on. We're going to look at some trailers because some very cool trailers have come out. Talk about some things that we watched, review challengers. And then I've seen all of Luca Guadagnino's like big releases. So I'll give a nice little rank overview of Luca Guadagnino, kind of where to start, what maybe his filmography looks like. And without any further ado, is your boy the Sweet Keeks.
And it's your boy TC. We are in person matching shirts right now.
Absolutely.
Halo. We'll get a little picture.
Yeah, shouts out Moby Thrift. I went to the Cooperative Bazaar yesterday. And like, you know, great friend of the podcast, Maddie. She has her friend Lucy, I guess, is like, help her and her. I met Andrew too, very nice guy, cool people. And then I bought the Halo shirt, which is a sick shirt.
So funny story, I was watching Dune Part 2 when it first came out, and the guy was wearing a Halo shirt, and we parked right next to him. I was like, hey, love the Halo shirt. And I was like, okay, I understand that I think that's Lucy's husband right there, because I heard Maddie talk about it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, you made those, right? He's like, yeah, I did. I was like, dude, I wear it at every Halo night. And he was hyped. He gave me like the bro hug, and I was like, love it.
Yeah.
The Halo community is special.
It really is. I mean, it's existed since what? When did Halo 3 come out?
2007.
Just right off the top of your head.
I almost remember the date better than my anniversary.
It was October?
September.
September? Wait, what day in September? September 9th?
I want to say September 25th. Hold up.
Okay, yeah. While you're looking that up.
I think I'm off.
Because I remember, I didn't know a lot of people that had it, but the homie Jansen Crump, he had it, and he had the special.
Oh, my gosh.
It's September 25th. What were you doing the night of September 25th, 2007?
I brought all my buddies over. We played Halo. I kid you not. We went upstairs in my game room. I was ninth grade at the time, mm-hmm. and all the boys came over, and we played Halo 3.
Was Todd there?
Todd was not, no. I wasn't tight with Todd until, like, sophomore year in high school.
Got it.
That's when we got, like, really tight.
Okay, what about Taft?
I think Taft was there, yeah.
Who was there? Let's do a little walk down memory lane of people that I remember from high school.
Caden.
That sounds about right, yeah.
I think Derek Durfee was there.
Okay, yeah.
Who else? Might have been
Chubbs?
No, not Chubbs. Chubbs and I were tight, though, in ninth grade.
Yeah.
And then sophomore year. Yeah. And then after Chubbs, if you're listening, the coolest person ever to ever exist. The Brad Pitt.
Of American Four.
Of American Four. 100%.
100%. Oh, my goodness. I was, it was so funny. It was so random. But I was actually talking to someone who lives in American Fork, and I mentioned Chubbs, and they're like, oh, yeah. Like, didn't, and I was like, no, like, his family was like the golden family of American Fork.
Totally. Totally.
We just all remembered. Yeah. Everyone knew Drew and Chubbs.
Yeah.
Iconic. I actually feel like he had younger brothers, but I don't remember them because they were like younger.
Shout out Chubbs. Did a Halo night, Halo party for my bachelor party at his place. Hosted it.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
So we need to do a Halo night.
Same night that we're all eating wings and all of a sudden Steve-O's like, hey guys, I'm getting married too. Shout out the GOAT. Shout out Big GOAT. Go listen to, what is it, Take 6?
I think so.
Yeah, 276 takes ago.
We got to get him back on.
Oh, we're due.
And Todd. But new Halo night to end the year. We got to do it. Celebrate.
Oh, dude, I would love that.
One calendar year in Jordan School District. Two for you.
Two for me. I get my PPAP, the last of it submitted. And then I just need to take these classes in the summer. And I'm cruising.
And you're licensed. Is that what you have to do?
That is my big goal for this year is become a
And then once you're licensed,
teacher.
you're good for the rest.
I'm cruising.
Then you have to do like some occasional continuing education.
Yep. The bar is extremely low to be a teacher. Like not to like say that like teachers aren't qualified, whatever it is, but it's like once you're certified, it's the same with anything in education. As long as you don't commit the cardinal sin, which I don't need to say here, you're good.
It's true. I mean, I was talking to some like assistant principals and whatnot. Going over like the school board mm-hmm. of like planning the next year, and it's amazing. Like, it takes a lot to get fired in education.
Oh,
like,
yeah. A lot.
So,
and let's be honest. I would say there's probably about 15% of teachers that should not be employed.
Yeah, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Probably. I think that goes for a lot of jobs, too.
Absolutely.
I mean, you can really do the low, bare minimum, and you can still have your job. So
true.
Which is unfortunate, but Keeks goes far and beyond because he should be Educator of the Year, in my opinion, because the guy's killing it. But tell us a little bit about Five More Minutes.
Get us high. May 17th. Premieres May 15th. You're invited. May 17th. It's out in movie theaters. It's a Wednesday, 6 p.m. Wednesday at 6 p.m., there. May 15th, private screening. It's also the day I leave for Cannes. I realized it. We bought our tickets, and then Jake and Jack were like, oh, did you know that that's the same day we're leaving? So we pushed it to be a little earlier. We'll watch the film, and then we'll leave to go on our plane to Cannes to enjoy the film festival. Also, shouts out to Jake. He is now a fellow educator. He is the newest video production teacher at Sky Ridge High School.
What? No way.
Mm-hmm. Sure is.
No way.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
Same thing. You know, I was thinking, like, oh, is it going to be a little bit of competition? I'm excited. It's going to be fun to have a friend that's doing the same thing.
Well, he's in Alpine School District.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's not.
Wow.
Great guy. Shouts out, Jake.
Wow. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That's, yeah. Influence?
I think he's going to education? I don't know how much. But I definitely know it's like, that's it was awesome. Something he had thought about. It was a good choice and the opportunity came. So yeah.
Congrats, Jake. Go cook. Go Please. Make some movies.
Yeah. Do the feature. I dare you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, come do it. Come do it. I'm trying to think of, I guess at this point is anything new, anything different that
planning RDS Open trip.
Oh, yeah.
So that will be, we're going to the tennis U.S. Open. That is like the big trip this year.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, that's about it. But just spring cleaning. Super exciting.
Oh, we were doing that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shouts out to American Express and our travel points because our tickets to Cannes ended up being like $300.
Oh, because you applied all the Sky Miles.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, clean I have a those question.
Bad boys out.
I was trying to buy tickets and... Can you do Sky Miles and cash combined? Or do you have just enough Sky Miles?
It has to be Sky Miles.
It just has to be
Sky Miles. Okay, naturally, your trip will cost some money. I don't know why it's like that. But
it just is.
You can't give in cash.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because I was trying to split it up and do Sky Miles and cash, but it's like, no.
If you do try to do that, the conversion rate for Sky Miles is awful. So there is a way you can, but it's like, it feels like 10 times, they're worth 10 times less than what they normally are.
Yeah.
So.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Is what it is.
What about you? What did you? Nope, nothing crazy. Just still getting ready for Cam. Still pinching myself that we're freaking going. Oh, I got us fitted for a tux.
That's a baller move.
Yeah, the tux is actually sick.
Are you gonna wear a hat?
No
hat.
Okay. I'm not gonna pull the Davis Clark hat.
Okay,
you know who Davis Clark is?
I don't.
Oh, he's the LinkedIn guy who's like locked in on a Friday, ready to go and get the heavy hitters. Oh my gosh, yeah, dude, you gotta look.
Oh, is he on the XL? Is he the XL guy on Instagram?
He's the absolutely ready to hammer this guy.
Okay, yeah, he does wear the hat.
Him, okay.
That's like the Amish hat.
Yes. My other favorite is the... We're here, die 76 of blackjack betting, 10 cents per follower that we've got today. They are 1,040,000 of you legends. His name's like Tim... What's his name? He's from New Zealand. He does the blackjack videos that I've sent you.
Okay, yeah.
Electric.
Yeah.
I am obsessed. Every day I wait for his new video to come out.
I'm a big Hubs Life. It's just a guy that works in retirement.
Yep.
29-year-old in Dallas, and he just films himself doing regular things. Just like his 9-to-5, his morning routine. Mm-hmm. But he's got a good aesthetic because it's just like, I am this guy.
Yeah.
Like, I live this guy's life, essentially. So...
Yeah, I'd agree.
It's what is it? It's hubs.life_.
Yeah, you've shown me him too. I like his
I like his stuff.
Yeah, so shouts out Tim Nacky and Hubs Life and Davis Clark.
Gotta love it.
I'm not gonna say that should be the call to action because that feels kinda lame. Do you have a call to action?
My call to action is go clean your garage. Clean your garage. You're going to be happy with yourself.
Yeah.
And while you're there, just maybe spray a little WD-40 on like the spring coils.
Oh, I need to do that.
Ours are still loud, but I think it helped maybe a little bit. But clean your garage and enjoy some NBA playoffs.
Oh, I've been having a good time.
It's been pretty good. Mm-hmm. It's been pretty good. I think it's going to be Nuggets versus Celtics. I think we may have already talked about this, but
yeah.
I mean, that's I don't see the Nuggets losing.
The next round is definitely going to be the Western Conference Finals. Because it's probably going to be the like the equivalent of the most exciting matchup. It's probably going to be Denver versus the Timberwolves.
Yeah, that's right. And then it'll be the Thunder versus either Mavericks or...
No, it's close.
That Nuggets versus Wolves is going to be nice.
Dude, did you watch the clip of Shaq asking Chuck, so where's New Orleans going? And Chuck is like, man, they're not even going to Cancun. They're going to Galveston. Oh, you got to go watch Chuck talk about how the Pelicans are going to Galveston. Like, whenever that TNT crew make people laugh, and the whole crew, you can hear, like, the production team laughing.
Yeah.
Banger.
Yeah, they are good.
And it's always Chuck. Like
Ernie, Kenny the Jet, Chuck, mm-hmm. Shaq. Yeah, they're dynamite together.
Yeah.
That is, like, one of the all-time best sports post-talk. Pre-talk, whatever you want to call it. Yeah. Sports talk.
And everyone is agreeance on that.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Mm-hmm. There's no, like, debate.
Yeah.
Those four together are classic.
So funny.
It's going to be hard to replace them.
Absolutely. Speaking of hard to replace them, trailer time. Deadpool versus Wolverine, or Deadpool and Wolverine?
Deadpool and Wolverine. Some theories.
I'm going to be really honest with you.
Tell me.
One, I think this movie is going to stink. And the reason I think that is because of the director they have. The director they have, Sean Levy, he is a director for hire. I'm not very confident is his artistic style. He's done like very fine movies. He did Free Guy. He did like the Night at the Museum movies, but nothing to indicate me that he has like a true creative, interesting style. So I'm kind of dubious on it.
Especially they didn't do Tim Miller again.
Yeah, I wonder if.
Or who did Deadpool 2? I'm looking right now.
Was it?
It was David Leitch.
Yep. And he was doing Fall Guy, so.
Okay.
David
Leitch has done. Yeah, he's doing the Fall Guy mm-hmm. and Bullet Train.
Don't love Bullet Train.
But he did Hobbs and Shaw.
Which apparently people don't like. Like, I was reading something that, like, people don't like Hobbs and Shaw.
Yeah.
Weird.
What is Once Upon a Time in Deadpool?
It's like the PG-13 version of Deadpool.
Oh.
Yeah.
What?
I know. I didn't watch it. I didn't care to. I'm not a child, so I went and saw the real one.
Is it really the PG-13 Deadpool? Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah, so it's just Deadpool 2, but like they edited some parts out.
To make it mm-hmm. more digestible, huh?
Yeah, stupid.
I had no idea, because yeah, it's got the exact same
Atomic Blonde, good. I liked Atomic Blonde.
My theory. Okay. Ready for my Deadpool?
Yes.
And Wolverine theory? I don't think it's going to be as good as Deadpool 1 and 2. I agree with that. I don't think it's going to be bad. I think it'll probably be like be enjoyable, mm-hmm. but have its flaws. This kills the multiverse. This movie puts to end all the MCU multiverse. This is like the nail in the coffin. We're done with the multiverse. I think Deadpool and Wolverine poke some fun at it, break the fourth wall. How this phase hasn't really worked. There'll be some jokes like that, in my opinion, or maybe we'll see. And then I think Deadpool and Wolverine are going to work together and somehow reset the timeline, and that's that. Which I kind of hope they do.
I
hope they do, because I don't think the multiverse has really worked out. I think the best multiverse movie was Spider-Man No Way Home. Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness was kind of fun.
I liked it.
I liked it too.
Liked it a lot.
And then we have Loki. We just have too much multiverse things happening. Let's reset it. Let's focus on Fantastic Four, and let's focus on the new Spider-Man movie and call it good.
Mm-hmm.
And like, let's get done with the multiverse stuff. That's my opinion.
It's not working, and especially since we're not getting another Marvel movie or show this year.
Yeah.
I think this is the only thing.
Yep.
I think that's leading to show. And you know what's really curious is they were doing all those reshoots for Thunderbolts and for Captain America, kind of. And I'm curious if they've pivoted completely
from the multiverse stuff.
Yep,
that's my thought.
I like that. That's probably right.
I think. I mean, because Deadpool and Wolverine is clearly a multiverse movie.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have Wolverine, who is from another. If you saw the trailer, like there's TVA involved with There's those portals. So, and they're like in the void. It looks like they're fighting with like an Ant-Man. So I think this is it. I think this is the last multiverse, and it needs to be.
Yep.
We're done. Because Kang didn't work out. Jonathan Majors shot himself in the foot. Like, bye. See ya. Yep. And bye. Just some other stories that didn't really pan out for multiverse. So call it a day. Let Deadpool and Wolverine finish it off.
Okay.
What do you think?
No, I really hope that you're right, and it sounds like you're right.
Yeah.
So let's
That's
do
my
it.
Prediction. Okay. Let's do it.
I like that.
Another trailer. Dude, did you watch this one? Did you see
love
this trailer?
This one. Yeah, M. Night Shyamalan.
I have some beef with it, though.
Okay, so I'm curious if you're beef. In the trailer, the twist appears to be revealed. A dad takes his daughter to a...
I think the trailer setup is awesome.
It's
cool.
A Taylor Swift-like concert. He has great seats. And he leaves to go to the bathroom, and all these police are there. And it's revealed that it's like, oh, the butcher, this serial killer, is believed to be at the concert. We're going to try to catch him. And the dad's like, oh, my goodness. Goes in the bathroom and looks on like this little monitor to see a body like chained up in a basement or something like
that. One of his victims.
And it alludes that it's him. I don't think it's him.
You don't?
No, I don't think it's him.
Do you think that was a red herring?
I think that's part of the twist. I've seen a lot of people start to like make like predictions online. Okay, but what is your beef with the trailer?
Because that my beef with the trailer is that they reveal that it's him. And I think that's gonna show that he's gonna get out. If it's not him, that'd be great, but why does he have a camera with it? Do you think it's like he's an associate? He's a helper?
I've heard
Give me a theory.
I've just seen theories, and I think this is really interesting. Is that like the daughter is some sort of vampire or something like that? Like there's something crazy where it has to do with the daughter or someone else you don't see in the trailer.
He has to feed her. He has to feed her.
Yep. And especially being a butcher like feeds people. Like they kill animals, but in order to feed other people. So
do you think the daughter maybe doesn't realize that she is like a vampire or special like demon of some sort?
No,
that's actually a pretty cool theory.
Yeah, so because like there's no shot that like it's the M. Night Shyamalan stuff all
have a twist.
They all have a twist, and to reveal it in the trailer is kind of sick, and it makes me think that's not the twist. I mean, it's one of them. It's interesting, but it's a great trailer too, though.
I think it was one of the best trailers I've seen. But that is also my beef. No pun intended with the butcher. Get it? But. Because I'm like, man, that would have been so cool. Like, have everything the same with, and I like Josh Hartnett being in this too.
Yeah.
Like, that's cool. But I have the trailer be what it is and like him talking to that employee. And then it just shows like other people like in the, and like him just like analyzing other people and then it ends or something like that. But I think it could have been a better cliffhanger. But I do like that theory that maybe he is the butcher, but he's doing it for a reason.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like a creature there. Mm-hmm. But he looks pretty sinister when he's looking at his phone.
It's true.
So
it's true. And there's a lot, like it really only shows like the first maybe 20 minutes of the movie. There's a whole like hour and a half of the movie that it's like, okay, what else is going on with it?
Yeah. Good trailer. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm excited. This looks like a fun thriller.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else with that trailer?
No.
Trap.
Mm-mm. Trap.
I'm not going to lie. I want to say Trapped like the band Headstrong every time. The next trailer that I saw was right before Challengers, which we'll be talking about today, is Fly Me to the Moon. Mm-hmm. Looks very funny. Looks good. Channing Tatum, Scarlett Johansson. It is essentially how NASA is flying to the moon, but they need to market themselves better and become more prominent in the media. And so Scarlett Johansson plays a character who's really marketing, who's like savvy in marketing. And so they even hint at even filming the moon landing. So the trailer's pretty good. It looks like a really fun comedy.
I watched part of it. I watched part of the trailer and I was like, okay.
Yeah, I'm
seems
sold.
Fun.
I'm
seems fun.
I think it could be fun. Yeah. So Fly Me to the Moon, I think it comes out in the summer. A lot of summer flicks coming out.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of summer flicks.
Any that you're particularly excited about?
I'm stoked for Furiosa. Stoked. Every time I see that trailer, and I know you just rewatched Mad Max, so I gotta rewatch Mad Max.
Which brings us to the favorite things that we watched. I watched a couple things that I want to talk about. The big one being Mad Max Fury Road. I love that it is a Mad Max movie, but the character of Max is like, it's set up toward the fact that he's captured all the time. He's on the run. He's constantly in danger. But to a degree where Furiosa is set up to, like, basically going to come in and replace him. So at all times, whenever Max is in danger, you're kind of like, he could die. Like, they could kill him, and then she's just going to take forward and keep moving.
Yeah, yeah.
And seriously. I think it's really smart. Also, I love the score for the movie. I never really listened much to the score of the film, and it's so good. So Mad Max Fury Road, we went and saw it in black and white, black and chrome. Shouts out Maven Cinemas. We went and saw it there. It's a lot of fun. Go listen to our take with them. Great, great people owning that awesome theater in American Fork. And then I've been rewatching the show Smiling Friends. Have you watched Smiling Friends?
Never even heard of it.
It is an animated show on Adult Swim, 12-minute long episodes. Amazing. It's really goofy, silly animated show, but fun stories, really quirky, weird animation, and pretty like brutal and weird, but it's a fun watch. Okay. I think you'd like it.
It's called, what is it? Smiling?
Smiling Friends.
Smiling Friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's two friends that work for a company called Smiling Friends, where they get hired to make people smile.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
I was just looking through some summer releases. We got Inside Out 2 coming out.
Don't care.
That's in June 14th. We have Bad Boys Ride or Die.
Oh,
June
7th. Yeah. We love Bad Boys for life.
And then I'm kind of like, then obviously May 24th, Furiosa.
Yeah.
2 hours, 20 minutes. Maybe. Yeah. Let's go.
Give it to me.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Thoughts on that?
Yeah. No, I'm excited.
I think that could be good.
I'm a little nervous because War is so good. That most recent trilogy is really great.
That is a good trilogy. Wes Ball is directing it.
He did...
Maze Runner.
The Maze Runner movies. Yep. And apparently he's tapped to do the Legend of Zelda movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm not going to lie. I didn't hate the Maze Runner movies.
Here's my... I kind of think... You know, I don't know anything about like getting big studio jobs. But a part of me feels like if you are easy to work with, which I've seen this in my own, you know, career...
Yeah.
You'll get jobs.
Yeah.
And it looks like Wes Ball is a nice guy, probably pretty good at what he does, easy to work with in the studio system, so they just keep pumping him through.
Yeah.
I could see that. I think that's really interesting.
Favorite thing that I watched was Anyone But You. Finally watched it. It's like the number one movie on Netflix right now. Came out late December. Came out at a weird time, but I guess it did come out kind of, you know, New Year, that Valentine's Day.
Uh-huh.
I think this would have thrived if it came out like 2 weeks before Valentine's Day. But I know it did stay in theaters for a while.
Yeah, had some legs.
But you have Glenn Powell, Sydney Sweeney. It's based on the Shakespeare play. What is it? Nothing?
Much Ado About Nothing?
Much Ado About Nothing. Mm-hmm. And while I was watching this movie, I was like, there has to be a letterbox list of movies that revolve around a wedding. I need to find that list. Because
Ticket to Paradise.
Yeah.
My Big Fat Greek Wedding. My Best Friend's Wedding. 27 Dresses.
I'm like shooting a blank.
Maid of Honor.
I named like a handful of wedding movies after watching Anyone But You.
Mm-hmm.
So Anyone But You is a wedding movie. Which one's another one?
Runaway Bride.
Yeah.
A lot of them just have the word.
Spider-Man wedding. 2.
that's oh,
revolved
man.
Around a wedding. So yeah, anyway, I need to check out that list on Letterboxd. But Anyone But You, I thought it was fun.
Yeah.
I thought it was like, I wish it was a little bit more with comedic situations. I feel like there was like that firework on the porch that happened. Mm-hmm. There was when they like get on the cliff and he's like, there's like a spider.
Funny. Yeah.
I wish there was more segments like that.
I thought you were going to say good, but that leads into it being better.
Yeah. No, I wish there was more like comedic situations like that, but I thought it was fine. I'd probably give it like a C+.
Nice.
B minus.
Cool.
Around that realm. But it is sweet because it's just one of those, man, we just need to watch like that. We needed to watch a movie like that. And it was. It was a great little watch. Mm-hmm. So let's do it.
Let's
serve
get
it
our
up.
First. Oh my goodness! Yeah, you thought of it quicker. I was gonna think of something like that. Serve it up, baby. It is Challengers time. Directed by Luca Guadagnino. I forgot the name of the writer who wrote it, but great script. Luca Guadagnino, famous for Call Me by Your Name, Bones and All, the Suspiria remake that came out in 2017, 2018.
Justin
Kuritskas, who is married to Celine Song that wrote and directed Past Lives last year.
Oh, yes. He's married to Celine Song?
Yeah, or they're dating or something like that. Yeah, which leads me to think, what mysterious person came into their lives to cause such a ruckus in their relationship?
Because they both have a love triangle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, both the movies centered around love triangles.
It's interesting that you said that. Letterboxd, Mike Faust, who plays Art Donaldson, talked about past lives and challengers. I'll send that to you.
Mm, yeah.
In an interview, because they mentioned that. So,
stars Zendaya, Mike Feist. I think it's fine. Feist. And then Joshua O'Connor as three tennis pros navigating the tennis circuit and themselves. TC, what did you think?
Challengers. This is the best and biggest surprise for me this year, and here's why. When I saw this trailer, I was like, I don't know. The trailer was, I don't know, it just didn't really move the needle for me. And then on repeated watches with the trailer, it kind of grew on me. I told Keeks this earlier. This movie reminds me of Game Night. Not the same genre by no means, but the same marketing and trailer. I don't know about the trailer with Game Night. It just did not land for me. But watching Game Night, that is still one of my favorite comedies. So like that trailer did not line up for me. And same with Challengers. Like the trailer, I don't know. It just didn't. And then watching the movie, like, oh my gosh, it is really good. Like, all the performances are really good. The story is good. I love the time jumps that you have in the movie. I think that is a great way to keep my attention. Even though I was glued to the screen regardless, it really, like, kept me on the edge of my seat to understand what was going on. And it made me want to understand what was going to happen because there are certain, like, little clues and references made. And then they go back and do like a time jump and you're able to understand more about their relationship. Even like from the get-go, there's a tennis match at the very beginning that is played out throughout the whole movie that is having these time splices. Mm-hmm. And when in the movie started, I'm like, oh, don't they know each other? And then lo and behold, it, you know, unravels of how they know each other and how close they are and how Zendaya is very pivotal to their friendship as well. So this is good. This is really good.
Yeah. I mean, for me, up until this point, it is the best movie of the year. It is
A+ sweet.
It's A+ sweet. The script is dynamite. The direction is there are probably 7 to 10 moments of there's frames and shots and scenes where you're just like mouth is like, wow. Especially in that third act. The third act, because it kind of sets it up, and if you've watched the trailer, you're like, oh, it's starting now? Like, it kind of jumps into the future.
Which spot specifically in the third act?
Oh, just the whole third act. Just the whole yeah, like, final match.
Reveal, yeah.
Uh-huh. But the movie starts off with the third act, basically. Sure, and I was oh, it's not gonna, we're doing some non-linear stuff here, because what about Zendaya's, like, in, like, the injury that she goes through, you know, you see it in the trailer, and, like, it's a, man, and the scene, everyone's kind of seen the Stanley Kubrick where Zendaya's on the bed staring at the camera with her eyes low, and it doesn't give any context to that scene. So seeing that shot
of what she was,
of what the context is awesome, man. Yeah. It is, this movie is, it's sexy, but it's not too sexy. No. It's not like sexual. It's just, there's just so much tension built in the direction and the composition on screen.
I think what makes it like kind of sexy is like, the tension between the three and like their desire for Zendaya and how like they're like she is like the most beautiful woman and then like how they both really want her and then you have tennis and they're just
which
working
isn't
hard
really tennis is it but it is
it
tennis.
Is and like you know it's just like the shot apparently what's his name Luca was like do you want to make a really sexy tennis movie with me he asked somebody like producer or something like that and they're like oh yeah heck yeah we're in
yeah if Luca Guadagnino at this point is like hey would you like to make a movie where Zendaya reads books for 2.5 hours I'd be like I will mortgage my home and I will give you the money to do it I would love to help you do that Luca because it's just everyone is firing in all cylinders not a lot of characters in the movie
no it's just those three it really is those three
yeah and then you've got the judge like the ref that sits on top. You got little tiny, but it is literally those three. I'm just realizing it now. It's just those three.
It is those three. And I think maybe for the whole movie, you have supporting actors that say maybe a total of 100 lines. If that.
They're more like featured extras than supporting actors.
Yeah. Zendaya rules. She's good. I've never seen like a movie that she's starred and led in. Dune Part 2, she's a co-lead. Mm-hmm. But like, she rocks it in this. Like, she should be... I thought her acting was really good. And dude, she is just like ruthless to these two. Because she knows what she can get out of them.
Yeah.
And then, were you Team Patrick or Team Art?
Oh, it's weird. It's weird how it kind of like sets it up where you're like, oh, you definitely want to be Team Art. But then 5 minutes later, I'm like, nah, Patrick.
Yeah, Patrick.
Yeah. Patrick's the guy. Like, Patrick's the guy that everyone, it's weird. And he's the guy that you want to be. He's honest. He's a dirtbag, but he's a real person.
Yeah.
Whereas Art is just kind of this like slimy backstabber who doesn't even know who they are. He's just constantly in competition with Patrick. Because you know he's not better than him on tennis. And so in every aspect of his life, he's trying to prove that he's better than Patrick. Every moment of the movie.
Patrick's like the untapped potential that if he just got like a coach and a little guidance, he is the John Daly of tennis.
Who is that?
The big golfer that golfs John Daly.
I don't know who that is.
Oh my gosh.
Is he the guy that has like the funny like clothes on and smoking the cigar?
Yeah, that's John Daly.
I've seen the picture of him. Yeah, I didn't know that.
John Daly has just raw talent. But like his work ethic apparently was not even close to Tiger Woods. Like couldn't even like be in the ballpark.
Oh, I've always kind of heard that about like Shaq too.
Yeah.
It's like if like Shaq was really gifted, but if he put like 5 times more effort into like being, he would have been the best.
Yeah. Yeah. Who's to say?
Exactly.
But yeah, Patrick was great. I think all the actors from Todd Bonner were amazing. The score, Trent Reznor, our guy, Nine Inch Nails.
Just banging.
Love the techno.
Mm-hmm.
Love the use of slow-mo. It was, for me, the movie was a little over the top sometimes with like the slow-mo and the music. There's that one kissing scene towards the end outside during the windstorm.
I loved it.
With the choir. I was like, this seems a little misplaced, but it made you think and like you were kind of glued. I mean, it all worked. It really did all work for me.
It's really different than his other movies. Well, you know what's funny, though, is it feels like his other, you know, when you're looking at Suspiria, which is a horror film, Bones and All, which is kind of it is still a horror film, but more of like a drama horror, and then Call Me By Your Name, which is a very intimate drama, they all have this aspect of like body and fluidity and sexuality and what it looks like, but it's always like, the movies are all just metaphors for sex.
Yeah.
Is what they are. Like, different things that exist. So it's like dancing or cannibalism or just being an angsty teenager are all... And in this one, it's just tennis. But they're all executed in different genres. And I mean, honestly, it's hard if, you know, if I have to go through and pick his best film, it's hard to pick one because they're all great films.
Yeah. He's good. I need to watch...
Call Me By Your Name.
I need to watch that. Could I do Bones and All? You think I could do that?
You could. It's not anything like... It's not... Suspiria is gnarly.
Yeah.
Like, that one feels like the one that is least like the rest of his score, of his filmography. But the score for it is done by Tom York of Radiohead, and it's awesome.
For Suspiria?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yep.
I'm going to give Challengers... I'm going to give it an A. I'm, like, kind of teetering between A+, but I'm going to stick with an A right now.
Okay.
I loved it. It is easily... It's going to be hard for it to not be in my top 10 for the year. I think it's the best surprise for me right now.
Because, do you think it drops out of top 5? I really don't know what we're getting the rest of the year. Last year had so many heavy hitters.
I mean, right now for the year, I have Dune Part 2. I have probably Challengers and then Thelma. I loved Thelma from Sundance. But I haven't seen a lot of new releases in theaters. Yeah. And not a lot of like good stuff has come out.
A lot of good horror, but I haven't been able to see any of them. Yeah. Like, Immaculate, First Omen, Night with the Devil. 3 movies that I, as a horror fan, should have seen, and I've just been gone. I haven't been able to watch any of them.
Yeah.
But Challengers, man, I was really rushing to want to go see it this weekend, so I'm glad I got to go see Challengers. Also, I'll put a little plug in the description, or I'll send it over into Link. Everyone, my student is raising money. He was the PA on our film last year that's going to Cannes. Help donate, give him some money so he can go to Cannes. This is a little plug inside of our review for Challengers. Yes, any other thoughts about Challengers? I think we've kind of said.
I want to hear your ranking for Luca's movies.
Okay, so
give it to me. Oh, and also I just want to say one thing about Challengers. Great tennis movie. It's a good, is it a sports movie? Would you consider a sports movie?
Oh, dude, some of those action shots are unbelievable.
Yeah. No, I think great sports movie. Man, it was good.
It is. It's really, really good. Okay, so I'm going to try and go as objective as I possibly can. And for me, I'm putting this one as being his best.
Challengers.
Yes.
Let's go.
Second place, I'm going to go based on the one that has stuck with me the longest, and I'm going with his Suspiria remake from 2018 or 2017. Third place is Call Me By Your Name. And last place is Bones and All. Now, if I'm ranking by favorite, it's probably Suspiria, then this one, then Call Me By Your Name, then Bones. Oh, I guess it's the same. Yeah, it's the same. It's the same rank. So, Luca Guadagnino, though, I think you got to put him up there with one of the best working directors out right now. Like, he is butt in seat day one. This has solidified it for me. Jordan Peele, Robert Eggers, Greta Gerwig, Chris Nolan, all those people. Put Luca Guadagnino in there because this is great. Denis, oh.
Don't forget my guy.
Yeah, we love Denis.
He has 9 upcoming projects.
Yeah, he's got one with Daniel Craig. I think it's called Queer is what it's called.
And he's doing The Lord of the Flies.
That's going to be nuts.
Wow. Find Me. Wow, he's directing a lot of movies coming up, dude.
Sheesh.
Oh my God.
It's like, remember when Taika... Right.
Yeah, when Taika just popped off.
Had 12 projects and now it's like just crickets.
Yeah, what happened? He has Brideshead revisited with Joe Alwyn, Rooney Mara.
Is that a remake?
Ralph Fiennes, Cate Blanchett.
Dang.
So it follows the story of Ryder and his friendship with...
Oh, it's a TV show.
It is TV miniseries. Yeah, didn't even look at that.
Huh. Yeah.
Let him cook.
Yeah, let him do it. I would love for him to do it.
Okay.
What's next week?
Fall Guy.
Okay. Dang, okay. That's already next week?
Yeah.
I'm going to be at the Knab Film Festival next week. I'm really excited. We've got our last train from New Orleans playing there.
Oh, sweet.
So really excited to show that off and got VIP passes. Went and just bought the VIP. It's good price. And Jake and Jack really love Knab. So I'm excited to go meet some cool people. Knab Film Festival.
Good place.
See you there.
Good hikes, too.
Oh, really?
I know you're a hiking guy. Big hiking guy. Big cooler guy.
Yeah,
cooler
massive energy. Outdoors guy. Yeah, massive spend my day outside living from a box that keeps things cold. One of my favorite things to do.
Okay, well, next take, we'll do the Fall Guy. We'll hear about your film festival. And everybody, stay sweet.
Sweet!